Does Buddhism encourage organ transplant? Organ transplant is a remarkable success in the history of medicine. In fact, it seems like this is the only hope for the people who are suffering from organ failure. But there is a greater demand for the organs than we have supply. So over these issues, some people suggest we must allow organs to be sold, so perhaps we can settle this issue. There are also people who are against this. Today we are going to discuss a little bit the Buddhist views on organ transplant. Does Buddhism encourage organ donation? Because organ donation is, from the Buddhist point of view, is a bodhisattva practice. It is not an easy decision to make. In Buddhist teachings, we come across that the bodhisattvas practice dana in three successive stages. So when we observe and carefully analyze the bodhisattva practice of dana, we come across organ donation is actually a bodhisattva practice. It's not an ordinary practice. Bodhisattvas, they cultivate wonderful, virtuous, marvelous qualities, life after life, life after life, in the process of training themselves to be fully enlightened Buddhas in time to come. In Theravada Buddhist school, we recognize 10 such virtues. First of them is dana. Dana simply means giving. But when it comes to Buddhist practice, it is not a simple giving. It's a very special type of giving. It's a very specific way of giving. Here, you give out of compassion and goodwill, without expecting anything materially, without expecting anything in return, without hidden agenda, without ulterior motives behind. You give selflessly, out of compassion and goodwill. So bodhisattvas, they practice dana out of great compassion for the world. They give away many things. They will give their wealth for the needy and poor, for those people who are in need them. They will share their material things, they will share their knowledge, skills, time, whatever can be beneficial for the others, they will share it out of goodwill and friendship. And this is called dana parami, perfection of giving. When the bodhisattvas cultivate further and deeper, they go to the second stage of dana practice. This stage is known as dana upaparami. In this stage, the bodhisattvas are ready to donate their organs. They might give away kidney, heart, liver, or bone marrow, so anything, any kind of organ or any part of his or her body, out of compassion and goodwill to relieve suffering from other human beings. Having come to know that if I were to give my kidney to this human being who is suffering from this disease. He can relieve from his suffering. He can live longer. And in this way, having thought, having understood, out of compassion, a bodhisattva will donate the organs. This is known as dana upaparami. Then they will train further and deeper of this practice and come to the third point and the final stage of dana practice. This practice is known as dana paramatta parami. The maximum level of practice here, a bodhisattva is ready even to sacrifice and offer the life. If that person, if the bodhisattva understands, if he were to sacrifice his life and give away his life, if it brings so much blessings and benefit to humankind and other sentient beings, in such kind of occasions, they selflessly offer their own precious life. So in this way, when we understand the bodhisattva practice, organ donation is recognized and encouraged in Buddhist teaching as a form of bodhisattva practice. So remember, there is nothing against for this practice. But it is a form of dana. It is not a form of selling. So when it comes to the question, should we allow people to sell their organs? Looking at from the Buddhist point of view, we do not encourage it. We do not encourage it for ethical, social, economic, and the other reasons. Some people might argue organs are belong to one person. That person must have freedom to do whatever they wish. On the other hand, they also might argue that there is a greater demand for the organs, but there's no enough organs. If you allow the people to sell their organs, then perhaps we can settle this issue. But looking at it from an ethical point of view, the moment you open it, the moment that you allow the people to sell the organs, then it will open the opportunities to exploit the poor for the benefit of rich. Organ transplantation is very expensive process. Not a poor person can afford it. Most of the time, poor people, when they have organ failure, they will die with that. Only a rich person can offer. Do you think any rich person will sell their organ? Only a poor person will sell the organ. But that also will be done in desperation. So here, if you allow the organs to be sold, then of course, it will open the opportunities for the rich people to exploit the poor people. For that reason, looking at from the Buddhist ethical point of view, Buddhists are not in favor of selling the organs, but by all the means we encourage organ donation. And that has to be done, as I explained earlier, as a form of dana out of goodwill and friendship. Now, what about obtaining organs from those who are brain dead people? What is the Buddhist definition of death? Is it all right to procure the organs from those who are brain dead? Traditionally speaking, in olden days, the death is recognized by observing certain bodily functions. When the respiration and heartbeat is stopped in olden days, legally and in medical communities, they accepted that that is the death. But today science and technology is advanced, and we have come out with ways to resuscitate those people who stop their respiration and heartbeat. With this advancement, then we need a different definition for the death. So today, according to medical science, we recognize a brain dead is the definition for the death. Of course, there are arguments. But generally speaking, in many hospitals, majority of the medical communities, they will accept brain death is as the definition for the death. What about the Buddhist view on this matter? What does the Buddha says? Buddha says, Ayu usma ca vinyanam yada kayam jahantimam apaviddo tadaseti nirattangva kalingaram. Ayu here, life span. Usma ca, heat element. Vinyanam, consciousness. When these three depart from the body, apaviddo tadaseti nirattangva kalingaran, then that body lies there without life, without consciousness, and that is the death. It is almost like a piece of wood. That is the literal meaning of the gatha that I just said. So here, consciousness, heat element, and the life span, these three are taken as measurements. Now, when a brain dead person is maintained by the life support machines, his respiration and heartbeat maintain and metabolic process is maintained by the machines, what will happen if the machines were to stop? Probably the natural death will occur. So, looking at it from this point of view, and the most critical point here to recognize the death is the absence of the consciousness. So the brain dead is recognized as totally non-functional of any kind of brain activities. So that is the definition from the for the death, and we Buddhists, we can agree with that. Of course, there are can be different views on this point. Taking this as a point of death, and it is alright if you so wish to donate your organs. So now in Singapore we have this HOTA, Human Organ Transplant Act. I'm sure that all of you are aware that Singaporean citizens and the permanent residents of this country between the ages 21 to 60 years old automatically, and you are included in this act, it means in the case of brain death and in such kind of occasions, your organ will be procured for organ donation. But of course, you are also given the opportunity to opt out it. But as I said, in fact, organ donation is a bodhisattva practice. So in Buddhist communities, we encourage it. After all, once we are dead and gone, what is the point of this body? Nirattangva kalingaram, as Buddha says, it is almost like a lifeless log, lifeless piece of wood. So if this body can be used for the well-being and happiness of the others, why not? So it is encouraged in the Buddhist community. There's no any reason for the Buddhists to go against for this wish. But make a conscious decision while you are living here. As I said, if you aware that your organs are going to be used upon your death for the well-being and happiness, and if you can think of it, and if you can be happy about it, if you are very generous about it, and it itself is a form of merits. Now, when we talk about this subject, there might be some other views, like what about the cloning of another human being to produce organs? What about using the cloning technology or xenotransplantation? What about the Buddhist view on these subjects? Because today, science is very advanced. It is possible that using the cloning technology, we can create another human being to produce organs which is needed for you using your own DNA. But actually, looking at from the Buddhist point of view, not only from the Buddhist point of view, the other ethical point of views also, there are many people who do not agree with this. From the Buddhist point of view also, we cannot agree with this, because if you were to bring up a human being for the purpose of taking his organ and kill that human being, of course, this is violating of the first precept. So from the Buddhist point of view, we do not agree with it. But perhaps in time to come, the science may achieve the abilities to use the cloning technology to produce organ alone without a human being. If it is possible, of course, that is agreeable with Buddhist teachings and ethics. And Buddhist also, talking about ethical point of view, we also are not in favor of xenotransplantation using the organs from the other animals, because we recognize that these animals are to be sacrificed. So looking at from the Buddhist point of view, does Buddhism encourage organ transplant? Yes, Buddhism encourage organ transplantation based on this condition. The organs are to be donated freely and openly by another human being. And this organ should not be taken by force. And we encourage organ donation, and it is a bodhisattva practice.